Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, Audio Mo Day 15, I think, for me. Well, it's the eve of the European referendum here in the UK. So I think people in the UK, if you haven't voted, if you haven't decided what you're going to vote, then you probably won't. I'm not sure. But are there any undecided out there yet, or do we know what we're voting for? So it's simple, in or out. There's only two ways it can go, really. It's been a lot of interest in the European referendum. Quite a lot of conversations on here during Audio Mo, mainly from Mark. Is it Mark? Oh, crikey, I've forgotten your name. Sorry, mate. MC Fontaine, anyway. Him. Good man. Spoke a lot of sense. I have gone every which way on the subject of Europe, I've got to say. Gone from being... hang on a second, let me get rid of this. Yeah, still 1 minute 28, it's too long. I've been every which way with this, I'm afraid. I've started off as definitely out of Europe. No, I started off as undecided. And then I went to kind of... more of an out thing, and now I'm in. I think it's one of those. I think there are loads and loads of different ways of looking at it. We've all had to become very educated in as much as possible about the whys and wherefores of this, because the thing is, the referendum matters more than the general election, I think, because a referendum, you don't going to get to choose anytime soon once you've chosen. Whereas with an election, at least you can kick him out in 4 years' time. At least that's the theory. So it isn't so bad. And this is a big global thing. This is us being part of a big, you know, global economy, I suppose, or pacts or club. And I do think that it's going to get even bigger. I don't think it'll be just Europe. I think there'll be all sorts of other alliances. Could be interesting. Anyway, Europe in, yeah. And I think part of it is because, for me, a lot of the Leave just seem to be based around racism and prejudice, yeah. I'm not up for that. I suppose on the other side of it, it's disturbing when you hear our current government saying that if we Brexit, so if Britain exits Brexit, see, if we Brexit, then there isn't a plan for what will happen next. So Britain apparently doesn't have a plan if we leave Europe, which I find astounding. But apparently that's the case. Apparently. That is the case. That's just bizarre. And I don't know. I mean, claims on all sides seem to be a bit spurious. It's scaremongering. It all got quite silly, really, until that Joe Cox MP got killed last year. Bless her. Thursday evening, I think it was. Last Thursday, wasn't it? And I did a boo about that, of course. I don't know. I think it's this club of Europe. I think we're so far in it now that it would take forever to divorce ourselves from it. A minimum of 2 years. In fact, that's all you've got. I think you have to be out within 2 years. Whether they're threats or not, there would be huge job losses, I think, and the economy is going to take an immediate tumble. So I don't know, the signs aren't good, really. And apparently it's really close in terms of the voting. Apparently it's neck and neck. So, I don't know. I don't think there can be a draw, can there? No, that would work. There are so many things at stake. I mean, I think older people think that, you know, we want to get back to a Britain of, you know, cream teas and you know, doilies and you know, Sunday closing and just this Britain of old, you know. And yet the world has changed and for the better or not, I don't know. I think in many ways, yes. But we could discuss that another time perhaps. What has Britain become? That's a good boom. Audio mail could do. What's Britain become? Yeah, maybe I'll bear that in mind. But anyway, just some rambles. I'll probably do my voting thing tomorrow. Probably go to the polling thing. It's a polling station. And record that. So, yeah. I think it's time to make up your minds, guys and girls, if you haven't already. I think you should definitely vote, for what it's worth, in my humble opinion. And whichever way you go, good luck, and hope you can get to the polling station and do your thing. But yeah, I would appeal to you all to vote if you were thinking not. Be interested in your comments and thoughts. Speak to you all soon. Motivational Elevation is this music. It's quite cool, isn't it? And I'll speak to you all on the morrow when we will be voting in or out in the European referendum. Let's see. Friday could be a very interesting day, couldn't it? Oh, my word. Could it ever? All this recorded, by the way, on Bass Jack. Yes, very good. Very, very good. We like Bass Jack. Speak to us all. Bye-bye.